With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. If you're traveling over Labor Day weekend, you should pack some patience. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Labor Day travel is up 9% from last year, according to AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. And the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
This summer has been record-breaking, but we've seen that airports have handled it earlier this summer with Memorial Day and July 4th.
But she says anything could happen, so get to the airport early and maybe don't check that bag.
Try to consolidate everything on your carry-on.
For drivers, Diaz says the good news, gas prices are down nationwide. The bad news, stations set their own individual prices. I'm Julie Walker.
Gaza ceasefire talks will continue in Cairo, this despite no evident breakthrough. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the weekend fighting did not derail the talks, and while there's been progress, it's unclear how long they'll last.
I think that remains to be seen. We expect that these working group discussions will at least take place over the next few days, but whether it goes longer or, you know, could end sooner, I think really is going to be up to those in the room and what they're able to accomplish.
Meanwhile, one of Gaza's last functioning hospitals has been emptying out in recent days as Israel has ordered the evacuation of nearby areas. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump have thrown into question whether they'll meet for a debate next month as scheduled, with the presidential nominees in disagreement over whether microphones should be muted. The Democratic and Republican presidential nominees are slated to meet September 10th in Philadelphia for a debate on ABC News. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points, the Nasdaq dropped 152. This is SRN News. Some pastors have a lot of work to do.
A new poll released by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that a lot of people who attend evangelical churches hold unbiblical beliefs. About half of them think that a person can earn his way into heaven with good works. 45% say there is no absolute moral truth, and 40% don't accept the doctrine of original sin. The CRC report goes on to reveal that 27% of evangelical churchgoers say they are afraid to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Taliban government in Afghanistan now says it is mandatory for all Afghan women to conceal their faces and voices in public. That's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The laws are set out in a 114-page document that marks the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power. SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris has stocks finished with bigs up and downs.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on Wall Street, even as losses for big tech companies pulled other indexes lower. The Dow edged up 65 points. It's about 0.2%. That was enough to beat the all-time high the Dow set last month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. Both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq have much heavier weightings in tech than the Dow does. That's why losses for Nvidia and other tech giants helped pull those indexes lower. It's a busy week for markets with lots of earnings reports from major companies. That includes Nvidia, which reports on Wednesday. The government releases its latest report on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.